Hey everyone, I'm your host Paul Muller and welcome to our final episode of Digital Disrupted for the year as we get ready to take a break over the holiday period. The aim being, of course, to come back bigger and better in the new year. Well, we don't have a guest for you today, you just got me. So instead I thought I might take the time to reflect not just on the year we've had, but to do a little retrocasting and forecasting on the topics, trends, the highs and lowlights of the last 3 years of the podcast, and what you might expect to see, maybe hear, coming up in the new year as, well as a request, actually multiple requests for your ideas and feedback at the end of the episode. Well, first up, I guess looking back, it's worth talking about the genesis of this podcast and the lessons learned on what it takes to get to 3 years, something we're really proud of, and 160 plus episodes. Many of you will probably not know that Digital Disruptor was born when the amazing team at Rocket Software approached me with the idea of creating a podcast that featured thought-leading content, something that was insanely shareable. And the goal being not to get in everyone's face with their brand, but specifically to create content that gave back to the digital transformation community of practice, with the side benefit being to raise awareness for what I think is one of the best-kept secrets in software, and that's Rocket Software. Well, the brief, pretty simple, find great guests doing great work and create a platform that has minimal vendor agendas. Getting the mix between branding and content is always a challenge, as I'm sure you probably pick up listening to other podcasts, but I like to think we nailed that part. I also know that you can't grade your own homework. So as you've heard me say, I was going to say a million times, but 160 times on the show, feedback's a gift, and I'd love to get your thoughts on whether you think we got that mix right or what we might be able to do to improve it. The next challenge, and this is a lesson I learned the hard way doing my first podcast series, and that's the challenge of producing weekly episodes while keeping the content aligned enough to a theme that you can create an audience that people can understand what they're going to hear when they subscribe and tune in every week. And this is where we took a risk, and I really do want your feedback here because I'm not sure this risk paid off as well as we'd hoped. And the risk that we took was to take a broader view of the impact and implications of digital disruption rather than to narrow it down to what I personally thought was the obvious areas of, you know, technical innovation and technical trends. Not to say that those things aren't important, but it tends to be really well covered by others. They're doing a great job of it. I listened to some of those myself. And moreover, those technically centric podcasts tend to downplay the importance, or don't even talk about the importance of some of those non-technical elements that are required to successfully navigate a modern business. So somehow, we wound up spending maybe perhaps a disproportionate amount of time talking about the people aspect. And it's partly born out of a philosophy that I have that I think was taught to me by one of my previous leaders, which is that the soft stuff is the hard stuff. It's not the technology that tends to be the big problems, it's the people. Not that we haven't talked about technology. Over the last 160 plus episodes, we've covered topics ranging from AI to cybersecurity, digital marketing, big data, blockchain, data intelligence, mainframe modernization, crypto. But we've spent at least as much time, if not more, covering the topics of things like talent acquisition and retention, team culture, workplace demographics, diversity and inclusion, making work visible, ethics, manufacturing, and also looked at industry verticals like manufacturing, healthcare, astronomy even, restaurants, real estate, and more. So my questions for you, dear listener, are why do you tune in? We've got we're one of the most successful tech business podcasts that certainly with the data we have available to us, we've been doing really well, and so thank you for that. But what have you found to be most valuable? How do we do more of what works for you? Is our broad scope of topics a feature for you? Do you tune in because of that, or is it a bug and you've been tolerating us for the occasional gem that you find? Do you want more shiny new tech trends? Or do you get more benefit from hearing about business best practice and people management topics with a technical twist? Speaking of content, if you've ever tried to start a podcast or create your own or sustain your own, you'll know it is super hard work. So I can't thank the production team at V2 enough for helping wrangle a constant stream of great guests. They've been a wonderful collaborator and extremely patient with, well, let's just call them my work habits. Speaking of our producers, they've also helped pull together something of a highlights reel for 2023 in the show notes. So if you're new to the podcast, assuming you haven't stopped listening in complete confusion as to who this crazy Australian talking to you is, you might want to check out some of the highlights below. First up, I guess at the risk of stating the obvious, digital business is a moving target. When we first launched the podcast, blockchain, crypto, big data, and working from home due to COVID, if you remember that, were all consuming the headlines and most of your budgets. Today, it seems like it's AI, cybersecurity, and risk management, and weirdly enough, dealing with the challenges of people coming back to the office and all of the political tensions that that's creating. Speaking of AI, this one, I have to say, this topic took me by surprise. From obscure research project to overnight household name, AI tools are promising to fundamentally disrupt the way we work, the way we create, the way we consume even. Well, let's see, right? It has the potential to change the way businesses communicate, to enable HR leaders to hire faster. We talked about that on the show. To revolutionize how employees collaborate and communicate at home. We had the wonderful team from Grammarly talk about how we can help enable people to communicate better, especially when that's not maybe in your first language. But this technology is also not without its flaws and risks. Being somewhat of a contrarian, as you probably picked up listening to me, I loved having some thought leaders on the podcast who reminded us that new technology often brings new threats. So although generative AI is breathtakingly powerful, I actually can't believe what I see with my eyes when I use these tools. It can also negatively impact reputation management for brands. It also opens up organizations to new cybersecurity risks, and it can deepen the biases and prejudices that underpin some of our societies, or I shouldn't say underlie some of our societies, not to mention the growing debate around the role of copyright and IP theft. So expect to hear more of this in the new year as we learn what we've uncovered as we've opened Pandora's box. One thing that hasn't changed, and I'm kind of surprised at this, is the evergreen topic of data. It feels to me like this is a problem that we would have and should have solved a long time ago. You know, how and where it's created, communicated, stored, collated, validated, reduced, de-identified, analyzed, consumed, and of course, protected. This seems to be a problem that just doesn't go away. And I shouldn't describe it as a problem. It's also a benefit. If we didn't have this data, we wouldn't have anything on which to base decisions or to power some of these wonderful generative AI algorithms. So it follows then that companies that master data intelligence and understand how to get to actionable insights faster without compromising the integrity of the data and the relationships that they protect are going to be the ones that will gain an unfair or maintain maybe an unfair advantage over their competitors. So I'm making it my personal mission next year to bring you more case studies of those that are doing it well to really get to some actionable insight. I'm a little bit tired of the hype without necessarily some practical actionable steps that we can all take. Finally, while technology is an enabler for digital transformation, it is the people that ultimately either accelerate or derail a project or business success. Maybe it's my comfort zone, but I personally do get a lot of value from the guests who focus on these topics. I spend a lot of my time when I'm outside of the podcast in my management role thinking about and worrying about people. It probably consumes most of my day. And any hacks, tips, tricks I can get to do a better job of that, I consume. And so it tends to index pretty heavily in the podcast. Again, if that's something that you feel we're over-rotating on, do let us know because we want to make sure you're getting insanely shareable value out of all of this. So again, check out the show notes for links to the episodes that I've just highlighted with some of the topics above. Now, last but not least, speaking of guests, we have had a tremendous array of guests on, some repeat who've been fabulous, as well as some one-time guests who I'd love to have back on. None of the shows would have been possible without the dedication and generosity of these people. It's been a pleasure having you on, and I thank them all for their time. Which brings me to the last person I need to thank, and that is you, dear listener. Whether you listened on your commute to work, during your lunch break, walking your dog or cat or dragonfly while cooking dinner, it's been a privilege to have you in our lives and to have been in yours. Thank you for letting me share these conversations with you. Again, if you've got any suggestions for topics, authors, best practices, or maybe even industries you've found interesting yourself, things that you've been reading that you think might benefit others, or maybe you're just curious about a topic you'd like us to dig into it for you, do let us know. You can reach me on the Twitter at xthestreams or email me ptm@dentingtheuniverse.co.uk. One last shout out, of course, to Rocket Software for hosting over 160 episodes of Digital Disrupted, or I should say sponsoring. They'll be leaving us at the end of 2024. This will be the last episode we'll be doing together. It's been an absolutely incredible partnership together. Thrilled to have been able to work together with the folks. There they are, a wonderful group of people. So I'll say one last time, at least for the time being, do check them out at rocketsoftware.com to see why over 10 million IT professionals rely on Rocket Software every single day to run their most critical business apps, processes, and data. It's been a pleasure, Rocketeers. Thank you for having me. With that, we'll see you all next year, everybody. Stay disruptive.